We pray that God will lead the way, even as we hear his proclaimed and preached word today, so that we can be strengthened in our Christ-centered faith. Amen? I don't know about you, but I didn't quite feel like saying thanks be to God after that first reading from Malachi. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and that day is coming. We'll set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. Great news when you come to worship, right? And we're talking about Judgment Day. As we get towards the end of our, liturgical church year calendar, and Lutherans and Episcopalians and Catholics, we kind of have a church year calendar we like to follow. Next Sunday is the last year in the church year calendar, and then we have Thanksgiving, and then what do we have? First Sunday in December, I think it's December 1, right? The first Sunday in Advent. Got 4 weeks to prepare for Christmas and the coming of Jesus. A whole new year, church year calendar begins. But it seems like with the lectionary readings, we focus in on Judgment Day and the end times towards the end of the readings. And it's something that we don't like to talk about that much in church, Judgment Day. Jesus is going to come back to judge the living and the dead. Anybody ready for that? Yeah. Are you guys? Tell me, how come you're ready? Why are you ready for Judgment Day right now? How come? Because you have faith in Jesus Christ, right? And that's what he requires of everybody. He wants us to have the passport of faith. So if you believe that Jesus Christ lived a perfect life for you, if you believe that he died on the cross and shed his blood to cover up all of your sins, and if you believe, as our stained glass window points out beautifully, Jesus rising from the dead and coming out of the empty tomb, he didn't stay dead, he lives. If you believe perfect life, death, and resurrection, then you're ready to go, right? How about the unbeliever? Ready or not? Not ready, right? So, as Lutheran Christians, do we still believe that there's a heaven, yes or no? Yes. We still believe that, right? The world doesn't want us to believe that. Even a lot of Christian denomination churches today kind of want to water down the truths of Scripture and what the Bible says, especially when it comes to places like hell and being a sinner, and judgment. A lot of churches don't like to talk about that anymore, and we don't talk about it all the time because we wouldn't have anybody in the pews on Sunday morning, would we? If that's all we were talking about is sin, judgment. Now, remember, back in the day, the Baptist slamming his fist in the pulpit and said, you're going to go to hell if you don't go to Sunday school, if you don't go to church, if you don't go to Holy Communion. Remember those days? I think the Lutheran preachers could preach like that once in a while too, right? So we still want to talk about that because the Bible talks about it. Malachi talked about it. In fact, that's the last time that we really heard from God for about 400 years. Malachi is this minor prophet. He's the last book in the Old Testament, guys. And you guys knew that over here, right? So there was a period of about 400 years where God was silent. He didn't talk very much during what is called the intertestamental period. And then there's judgment also mentioned in the New Testament as well. Jesus brings it up too. Matthew, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth for those who don't believe. So if you believe in Jesus, that means you're ready to go. Now we believe in the triune God, right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father is the creator. We believe that he created all things, that he gives us all of our gifts, all of our stuff, all of our things, house and home and food and clothing and electronic gadgets and devices, all of our stuff is from God. Amen? Amen? God the Son is known as the Redeemer. He has redeemed us, that he has bought us back. It's like we were kidnapped, and he didn't use money, gold or silver, to bring us back. He brought us back and bought us back with his own precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Amen? Amen? And then you've got God the Holy Spirit, known as the Sanctifier. To sanctify means to walk in holiness with the Lord Jesus, to be sanctified. And we come to church to be sanctified, to hear the truth of God, to own up to the fact that we're sinners, but also to remember that we've been forgiven, that we've been absolved because of God's great love and mercy for all of us. So for those who believe, how do we stay ready? How do we stay ready? Let me ask you this. Anybody got an iPad? Anybody got a computer? Anybody got an Xbox? Yeah? Anybody got a cell phone? What do you do to keep those batteries charged up? Man, and how do you do that? You gotta plug it in, right? And if you don't plug in that freezer, or if you don't plug in that refrigerator or that microwave or coffee, is it gonna work? But you gotta stay plugged in, right? Okay, same thing with the Christian. We gotta stay plugged in. So how do we stay ready? We plug in with worship, right? And we do it pretty much every weekend. God's house is open Saturday night at 5, also 10:30 Sunday morning. We come here to stay plugged in so the Holy Spirit can continue helping us to believe in Jesus. Amen? We stay plugged in by reading Portals of Prayer. Some of you like to do that. We have those in the back if you'd like to take one on your way out. That's another way that God's Word comes to us. Me, I like to read the one in your Bible. Some of you, I like to have Bible verses come to your phone each day. So when you're at work and you're being distracted and you're being tempted and you have issues and cares and anxieties of the world, you've got God's Word just coming right before you each and every day, keeping you mindful of what's most important of your life. Another way to stay plugged in is by remembering your baptism. All of you baptized? Raise your hand if you've been baptized. Okay, great. If you haven't been baptized, please see me. And it's great to see Christian parents when kids come into their family. They get their kids plugged in, right? They bring them to the font of holy baptism because we believe that we're conceived and born in sin. And the water and the word is that which washes away the sinful disease that we've been conceived and born in. If babies were sin-free, they would not die. But if you go to children's hospitals all over the country, you see that babies and toddlers expire. Why? Because they've been infected with sin. And that's why we baptize infants. Not all Christians do, but that's why we do. What are we going to do in a little bit later in this service? How are we going to get plugged in? We're going to go to the Lord's Supper, you know, the sacrament of the altar. You know, some call it the Holy Eucharist. We call it Holy Communion, where we receive the real presence of Christ. Yes, it's bread and wine, but more importantly, it's the body and blood of Christ, because Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood for the forgiveness of your sins." Another way to stay plugged in. Seems like everybody's ready to go, right, Deke? So if the Lord called you home today, would you be ready? Yes or no?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I drive around Vegas. I see car accidents all the time. How about you? I can see 2, 3, sometimes 4 wrecks a day in Vegas. And I'm wondering, man, I wonder if that's ever going to happen to me. And most of you probably don't read obituaries every day. But when you go to the obituary, you see all kinds of people, all ages dying, right? We just celebrated All Saints Sunday. We had a list of about 8 people who died to be with the Lord. They were all ready to go. Why? Because they believed in Jesus. They believed in the truth of his word. So they had their passport of faith so that when they checked out, they were going to flash that passport and know that Jesus would receive them into the kingdom. Stay ready through God's word and sacrament each and every day. Stay plugged in to the word. Stay plugged into the sacraments so that you can already be ready for God's kingdom. The kingdom has come among us right now, but we're going to a kingdom that'll last forever. Amen. Stay ready in Christ Jesus, the good shepherd, who loves you very much. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.